said that when we were walking to the car, he said, I was talking to him a little bit about it, and I gave him some magazines to read. He said it's a very convincing argument about the why the problems are all there, because of the bodily concept of life. So he said it's a very convincing point of view and very thought-provoking. I think he listened very well. I invited someone for Friday. I can't guarantee that he'll come. But anyhow, his name is, he's from the local government's Alcohol and Drug Authority. And they have hospitals to treat people who are addicted to drugs and alcohol. He is a social worker who's worked in a mental hospital, and he wants to bring a psychologist and a psychiatric nurse. And I hope he comes, because he sounded intelligent like that also. These people are looking, they have problems on their hands, and they don't know what to do.
If we go this way, then we'll have only problems. And if we go this way, towards God, there will be no problem. Because nature, it puts forward so many obstacles if we go. Because this is not the way of life. Human life. Anyone life, there is another. They do not know. Human life, he's given the opportunity to go towards God, but he does not take this opportunity, he goes towards the enemy. Then there will be problems. Nature will. That is still. So you have given the opportunity, and you are even given the enemy. You must have. This is nature. Therefore, there is something problem. So many GXLs have been involved, they will probably come on this one. That's nature. This foolish person, they should know how nature is working. And that is God. But it is still my mind, it's being convinced. Ankara Mulaka, they are thinking I'm director and minister and this and that. These are all lectures. Nature is working differently. That they do not. They do not believe in the nature's authority. They think we are
Prakriti kriyamana ni gunai karmani sadhisa ahankara vimudhatma kattaham iti manyate. Translation. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out from nature.
It's good when we hear from the nature. You respect your association with this quality goods. That's what should be born. That is the name. Now you're acting like dog. You respect the body. It's like this. You can ask, no, I don't want to. No, you must. You're acting like dog. Take the body. That is the name. You think you are not. I mean, that's pretty much. All world, big things, scientists, and all the models, and they're being pulled by the other nation. That's the thing. What is the purpose of that?
Report. Two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in material consciousness, working on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a wide gulf of difference in their respective positions. The person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. He does not know that the mechanism of the body is produced by material nature, which works under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. The materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. The person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently, and that is the symptom of his nakedness. He does not know that this growth and subtle body is the creation of material nature under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The environment knows, if you do not know it, then we have to implement that thing. Then we are making a life useful. This is the case of the garment. I have to speak on the garment. It means that no scriptures. You can apply garments now, but you cannot avoid nature's. That is the deception of the human being. They do not know how nature is working, and they are keeping themselves in ignorance, and they are stubborn. But how they humble a taxi, one body after another, and if he becomes a tree, stand up for 5,000 years. And we have to pass through all these stages. He has come to the human form of body, he still neglects the continuous suffering. The matter of presence and direct and aspiration, defining material body, then suffering. As soon as you accept the material body, it's the suffering. The suffering of the trees, the more suffering. In a prolonged place, we stand up for perfection of the universe and tolerate all the blast, wind, misfortune, and earth. He doesn't know that I will become a tree then. But why did I have given that? This is different type of punishment for different type of sin. We don't care for sin. Because the human form of body doesn't care. Simply persons, they are coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Buddha or scribe. They are warning, you do not do this, no, we do it. Don't be responsible for his suffering, be responsible. So long as he has got this short duration of life, 50 years, 60 years, or at most 100 years, he is thinking, I am free. And making him very busy. Hankar Vindra. He is not independent. He knows that. Still, he is declaring independent. And suffering. He is not independent, that he knows very well. But he still has to do it. Is it not? Because he knows. Who can think that he is independent? Unless he is a madman. Are you getting there? Right. No. Still everyone is thinking of you. I can do anything. Just the morning, yes. You are independent. That is means misuse of him. The discriminate there. I will discriminate in anybody.
But dependent on the state law.
If you forget that, that I am not dependent on the state law, then it's believed. Similarly, if one does not know that this nature's law is the God's law, state law, and general reality, that is so. We are such a knowing that a man is dying. If he don't know that he's changing his body, he's not dying. He can never know. He don't show up. And the young one who is not so bad, but then it's not like this. Ah, he can imagine he's going to heaven or hell. But if he knows what is going to happen, if you ask every material motion, they say, good night, then you're going to have plant and food, Ganga Santi, or Shakura Santi. If he is in passion, then he stays in this material. And if he is in ignorance, then he is going to learn. Jiva Sasana Vedas, you know. He understood what is meant by first class.
He seems to understand a lot. Hmm. I don't know if he could understand completely, but
no. As he walked out the door, he said, now I have to go back and lead my fourth class life.
Seriously, he said that.
And he has understood. Yes, you see, I'm fortunate. He is considered a first-class man in the society. He said that you are a fortunate. And what sense he can say like that? And he has to agree. Very unfair. Any first-class man, so-called first-class man, we tell him to say that you are a fourth person. I mean, and if you are me, then you become first-class. When you can make progress, I'm living a fourth person. That is. So he was asking you, and you give him first one?
Yes.
What are these questions?
He's in the room.
And yes,
he just, yes, he said, are you all becoming first class men? You want to become first class men? Before he left, he said, it was very nice meeting him. And he looked at him and said, nice meeting you all.
So we are trying to make some first class. Even if he's fourth class, he doesn't. If he takes out the training, he becomes first class. And as soon as he becomes a first-class man, good generation. Even if he is not the director, he goes to higher planets among the demigods. Then there he gets more of them. He goes to Brahma. He is not directly transferred to the spirit of the world, then he direct disciple. And the Brahma, at the end of this creation, annihilation, is going to be.
That's why becoming first class man.
That is the strength.
How long my house is it? But that's why becoming first class man, he can go through a heavenly penance?
Yeah. And then he went by a first class man. Undang and Santi, Undang and Fat Man.
Are we not training all classes? In Krishna consciousness.
We can train any class to become first class. In simple education. That anyone can become an Indian by training. What is the difference? Nobody is born first class, but we can make first class. He agrees to become first class. Too simple. He must agree and the teachings are there. Then he becomes first class.
But you say, Sri Prabhupada, that the four classes are necessary.
You say, already there. Four classes on that. But they should be properly trained. Then the society will be in order. Because this man is considered to be first class man in the society, he's in charge of society. But actually, he's first class. So, as he is little trained up by moments and instruction, if he agrees to send them, he can do that. It's not bad. Within such years.
Very high position also. CSIR, Commonwealth Science and Industrial Research Organization is commissioned by the government. They have to be very top intellectual researcher. And he's in a good position. Materialist.
We spoke to three of those men in Melbourne last time.
The scientists who came to see you last year in Melbourne were also from that organization.
Same place.
Oh.
There are three men and you made them eat the blood gentleman. But they were from the same organization. The Melbourne branch.
Scientists came.
Yeah. They're from the same.
You remember when that man did that much? I gave him blood gentlemen.
No, not this man.
Oh, yes.
He said yes. That's a all over Australia organization.
Good organization.
They're inquisitive because they come to see you.
Oh. You did not invite him?
Yes, but he would not come unless he was interested.
In the modern society, there is no idea of first class. For the first class. They are taking a minister as first class. First man is by these boys. Some of them are not by the cat salad. By the first class point.
Some people, like this man, they notice that their qualities are degrading and natural resources are degrading, so many problems are coming, but they don't know what to do. They're simply recording that there we go down.
We cannot counter it. The counter has to be here. In our society. They should accept it. Then so, become first class man, everyone is here. And you can face any so-called first class man. That is very straightforward. If you are first class.
Please.